From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
He's on a bit of a roll with this good news. Service sector expansionary.
I reckon. It's been unusual to say this too, hasn't it? Because the service sector is showing signs of life. If we use the measure of the Business New Zealand BNZ monthly survey of the services sector, which was released yesterday, it is in expansionary territory, reading at 50.4 for January. So 50 is the cutoff for the sector expanding or contracting. So it's there just, and it's up 2.3 points from December, so it complements the manufacturing sector numbers, which are also in expansionary territory, which we saw on, which we got out on Friday. Now, the services sector, the long-term average is 53.1, so at 50.4, it's still sort of a little bit weak on a relative basis, but we will take it. Looking at the sub-indexes, activity sales is at the highest level we've seen it since March 2023. The forward-looking sort of new orders, new business, that's still quite static. So, look, it's not surging, but it's encouraging to see the survey stabilise. Still a little weaker than global comparatives. They're sitting at 52.2. But, Mike, you take this with the manufacturing survey, and it's a positive signal for growth. The combined index, the composite index, suggests recovery, which is consistent with some of the data we're seeing. As I said, it's not a broad-based surge, though. The employment sub-index still low at 47.1, which suggests there is still sort of contraction in services sector employment. The authors of the survey are suggesting this month's outcome is hinting, I say, at a turning point in the economy. Now, RBNZ's up to the plate this week. I don't know whether this will come into their comments or whether it happened too late, but it'd be interesting to see if they mention it, particularly in light of that little bit of strength that we saw in those selected price index, the food price index at the end of last week. We'll have to wait.
You're calling 50?
Yep.
Okay. Migration, next question for you. Is this a bottom? Is this as bad as it gets?
I think so. On the annual basis, it's still falling. But yeah, in the short term, I think we can validly ask the question, are we finding a base? So just looking at the numbers, net permanent long-term migration for the month, 3,810, that's the seasonally adjusted number. That will get revised. The raw figure was roughly 1,000. The previous month, seasonally adjusted, 2,140. So you're above that. Look at the annual numbers. They're still falling because, of course, you've got numbers dropping out the other side. 27,000. Previous was 30,331. But the key here, Mike, is your arrivals, 156,000, call it. That's down 32%. But departures, 129,000, up 27%. So provisionally, that departure number, the highest on record. So we're looking at the lowest levels of migration since late 2022. Remember, it peaked at over 135,000. So the key here, annual arrivals slowing, annual departures still hitting record highs. There was a bit of speculation, Mike, that we could see negative migration this year. But if you look at those monthly numbers, they seem to be stabilizing and the revisions seem to be trending upwards. So, you know, I don't think we'll see a negative migration. Largest source of arrivals, excluding returning Kiwis, China, Philippines, India. Quick mention, tourism is looking more positive, Mike. You got that visitor levy came in October. Doesn't seem to be impacting visitor numbers yet. There should be a lag there. But we're running at 15% of pre-COVID numbers, so it's slowly getting better.
Thank the good Lord. What are the numbers?
The numbers. Now, the US market not trading because it's President's Day. But if I look at the futures markets, which are still trading for the US indices, they are in positive territory. So that's good read for our market this morning. The FTSE 100, 8767. It's up 35.4%. The Nikkei was up small, 39,174. Shanghai Composite also up small, 3355. The ASX 200 lost 19 points yesterday, 8537. The NZX 50 up 80 points, 0.61, 13,068, helped by an almost 20% surge in the A2 milk price. So we can talk about that later on this week when we cover the New Zealand results. Kiwi dollar, 0.5736, so it's getting stronger against the US. 0.9010 Aussie, 0.5473 Euro, 0.4549 pounds, 86.87 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,898. Brent crude, $75.08.
Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.